We're talking today with the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils, Clay Bertram. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee, Cattle Industry Convention. You've had a lot of the meetings already here in Nashville now, Clay, and a lot of work's been going on in trying to figure out the priorities for checkoff spending investments for fiscal year 2022.
Yeah, Ron, yesterday we started with our committee work, and those federation leaders and really, you know, the grassroots of the industry started working on those committees yesterday, going through those ARs, scoring those ARs, and talking about the comments and what those are from all of our contractors through the committee process. And that really just starts right here at convention, and then we'll take that on to the operating committee later in September when we talk about those checkoff dollars that are producer dollars as we work through that funding process as we get to the operating committee in September.
Part of that process is you look at the new ARs, but you're also kind of, I know, thinking about what's worked and what hasn't worked over this last fiscal year.
Yeah, we started early Tuesday with the evaluation committee, looking at those past ARs, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and then new ARs that are coming in, new technology and different things that we're looking at. And the evaluation process is very key to what we build on, but you also have to look at the foundation of what we do, nutrition, research, stakeholder engagement is one of our new committees that we formed about looking at how that checkoff dollar is spent and what we're really doing with that dollar in the country.
And, you know, let's talk about maybe some things in your mind that were success stories this last year, last several months for the checkoff.
You know, one of the new things that we've done this year is really put some dollars behind, it's not really a new word, but it's really come to the surface, and that's sustainability. The Federation really believes in that, and we put a lot of dollars behind it. And that's really, to us as cattle producers, is telling our story in the country, whether that's rotational grazing to bull selection to what we're doing. We really put the focus behind that within the Federation this year about telling our story, and it's really produced a lot of great results in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and really pushing that out there to telling our producers what we do each and every day.
So as you're able to tell those stories, you're obviously then trying to reach that consuming public.
Yeah, you know, we invest a lot of money in high population, low cattle areas from the east to the west coast, and we put those dollars in those areas to reach those beef eating consumers that might not know what goes on the ranch each and every day.
As far as I know, there's some big events this last year, you know, the Christmas time with the Hallmark Channel, after that, Daytona. Those are things that were different here over these last several months of this current fiscal year.
Yeah, we hadn't been on TV, Ron, since 2003, and it was really the Hallmark deal was a way for us to get back on TV and really look at expanding that box and look at some different things for us to do. And then Daytona just kind of came along. It was an opportunity for us to go back to TV. You know, we've really seen the residual effects of that, and to the tune of 1.9 billion consumers and still growing. Our logo is still on the track. We're still on the menu down there, and we're excited to go back this year in February of 2022 and sponsor that race again, and just to build on that experience. Instead of 6 weeks to plan for it, we've got 6 months to plan for it, and we're really excited to go back and be partners with Daytona.
They're obviously, producers probably need to understand there is a difference between what the operating committee will be doing, the monies that are being spent in that process, versus maybe some additional projects that the Federation may be doing themselves on behalf of the checkoff, correct?
Yes, sir. You know, 50 cents of that dollar stays within the state, and 50 cents of that dollar goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And that 50 cents of the Cattlemen's Beef Board are the dollars that we spend, and it's about $37.5 million this year. But also that 50 cents that stays within the state, those states partner with the Federation of State Beef Councils, and we do other projects, such as the summer grilling campaign that we've just partnered with the Sam's and the Kroger's in there. And, you know, we just finished a campaign with those where that $1 investment returned a $34.36 investment to the beef industry, to the tune we reached 4.5 million consumers through that, and invested 1.5 million more dollars into the beef industry. And that's really a huge ROI when you look at that investment that we just did. And that was a Federation project, Ron.
Looking ahead, as far as you mentioned the fact that going again at Daytona. Any other early project ideas for the new fiscal year for the Federation?
Yeah, we're moving into phase two of the sustainability project, our summer grilling campaign. We're moving into phase two of that that's going to run through Labor Day this year. And really, as we look along the horizon, it's just increasing this return on investment as we still try to get that message out. As we focus on these younger consumers, the digital marketing, and more of this online buy as more people move to grocery shopping online, and we work with these stores and consumers to make sure they get the best eating, best wholesome nutrition eating experience for this wholesome product.
I guess you and I have talked before, but it's interesting. I know that you've been very happy to see the engagement of so many different cattle producers from across the country in these checkoff efforts.
It really is, and you know the grassroots. It's 74%. Cow-calf producers. These are producers that volunteer their time to come to these meetings and to be engaged. And, you know, this is the 35th year that we're celebrating the beef checkoff. And it's so exciting to see the energy here of each and every producer to really get excited about beef demand and everything that we have going on from the checkoff side.